This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. When companies like Disney, Reader's Digest, Motorola, and Toshiba go looking for cutting-edge insight, they call on Jim Carroll. As an author, columnist, media commentator, and consultant, Carroll is completely focused on creativity and innovation. His insights have been captured in his books Ready, Set, Done, How to Innovate When Faster is the New Fast, and What I Learned from Frogs in Texas, Saving Your Skin with Forward-Thinking Innovation. Today, you're going to listen in as we discuss the stages of economic grief, the danger of being a deer in the headlights, and how to get good ideas circulating in your organization despite the downturn. In a recent article you wrote entitled Rethinking Innovation, Is Now the Time to Forge Ahead?, you mentioned the seven stages of economic grief. Can you tell us about the stages and how innovative companies are moving past the mourning and on to action?
Well, I think about the reaction to the changes in the economy in terms of, you know, what we go through with a bereavement. We deal with anger. We deal with denial. We eventually get to the acceptance stage. And I think the same type of thing is occurring with how we're reacting to the economy. I mean, obviously, a lot of people in anger, a lot of people in denial, a lot of people in shock in terms of just how quickly, you know, so many business fundamentals have changed. What I'm talking to folks about is, you know, look, we know we're going to come out of this thing at some point in time. We know that, there's opportunities for growth markets out there. We know that there's things we can do within our organization today, to continue to focus on the future rather than, you know, what's gone on in the last few months. We've got to move to the acceptance stage faster. It's a good way of thinking, you know, to remain forward-oriented, focused on innovation, focused on the future, focused on opportunity.
You write that the danger is an idea recession or innovation paralysis. Do you think companies are still in that shock phase?
They're like deer in the headlights. They're so focused on the headlines. They're so focused on, you know, every single twist and turn of what's going on with the economy. And if you sit back and you think about the industry you're in, there's probably lots of potential for growth. What we've got to do is we've got to get people beyond this paralysis and get them focused on the future again. You know, I coined a phrase a few years ago when we had the last downturn after, you know, the dot-com collapse. I said that people were going into a state of aggressive indecision. You know, they just decided to not make decisions about anything. Everybody went on pause. And I think we have to recognize we've got to get beyond the pause button. We've got to press the play button and start doing things. We have to keep moving forward.
You recommend that people looking for a good idea engage in a little air guitar. Now, it sounds like fun, but there's a deeper purpose at play here, correct?
Well, I think what Nintendo did with the Wii, you know, for a long time, video games were exclusive to people under the age of 25. I mean, you know, anybody under the age of 25, 30 didn't understand them, couldn't play them, and you think about the market transformation shift that they did. What Microsoft did was they brought out a faster Xbox. What Sony did was they brought out a faster PlayStation. What Nintendo did was they looked at the market and said, well, you know, we're just not going to do something faster, go along the traditional innovation cycle, but we're going to transform the product and enter an entirely new marketplace and try to reach out to all those people who have not previously used video games. So whether with the Wii Fit, whether with Guitar Hero, you know, whether with all the other spatial-oriented games that they brought out, they focused on market transformation as an innovation strategy. And I think that's a really important concept. I mean, I think a lot of organizations, when they think about innovation, they think about, well, how can we improve what we do in order to achieve success in our marketplace? You know, maybe a better question is, how can we transform our marketplace and reach customers that we've never reached before?
Often in recessions, companies move from a revenue generation focus into cost-cutting mode. A seemingly easy fix has been to lay off personnel, slash IT budgets, and shelve green initiatives. Are companies going that route again to the same degree?
I think that something a little bit different is happening this time. You know, I'm seeing companies that are pursuing HR strategies which are sort of revolving around, okay, let's do something different in terms of, you know, not just letting go 10% of our staff. Let's think about how we might reduce the number of hours that all staff, are working during a week, so that we're not doing a straight 10% staff cut, but we're sharing the pain amongst everyone, so that we all continue to play a role in the organization. So I think there's a lot more of a cooperative attitude out there with some organizations, that we need to have ideas, we need to think differently about how to deal with cost and manage cost. I mean, obviously people are cutting travel budgets, conference budgets, things like that. I think there's a lot more intelligence and collaboration given to strategies to try to cope with what is going on out there. I think the way we're seeing this one unfold is a little bit different from earlier ones.
You spend a fair amount of time with CIOs from major corporations. What are their big concerns, and what is your advice to them?
I think the big issue continues to be, how do we align IT, strategies to business strategies? How do we make sure that what we're doing with IT, achieves specific fundamental business needs? And everybody is wrestling with the same issues. The phrase I coined for one of my books is faster is the new fast. I think that's the reality of what we have to deal with. And so the infrastructure that we put in place has to provide us that capability. How do we put in place an infrastructure that helps us to become a very intelligent organization that can deal with very, very fast-paced business trends?
So I simply must know, what did you learn from frogs in Texas?
I was down in Texas speaking at a conference, and out in the road, they were watering the lawn. The water was running onto the road, and these little frogs were, out in the road, playing in the puddles. And there were gulls, which were flying in. Every time the gulls flew in, the frogs would jump into a culvert to escape them. At 4 o'clock, the conference let out, and all these little frogs were on the road. 400 cars came from the other direction. It was kind of ugly. It was kind of quick. It was pretty dramatic. And to me, that was a business story. To me, what was happening there was the frogs were on the road. They were looking at a certain threat, and they didn't realize this other potential threat existed. They were completely oblivious, to a trend which would have pretty significant, pretty significant impact on them. And to me, that's a business allegory. And, for years on stage, I've been saying that, what we do in business is we tend to focus on the wrong things. We don't see the real challenges. We don't see the real threats. We don't see the real issues which might impact us. We need to be cognizant of the long term. Do you want to be like a frog in the road in Texas? Looking at the wrong threat, the wrong challenge, the wrong issue, or do you want to stay focused on the longer term and think about, where the real challenges and opportunities might emerge?
For more information on how you can get Jim Carroll at your next event, please visit the Speaker Spotlight website at www.speakers.ca. For more interviews with thought leaders, please visit our Performance Perspectives newsletter at cognos.com/newsletter.
Ignite knowledge, ideas, and connections at IBM Cognos Forum, our annual customer conference May 12th to the 15th at the luxurious Rosenshingle Creek Resort in Orlando, Florida. This year's event features more than 140 breakout sessions and 50 exhibits. Book before March 20th and save $500. Visit cognos.com/IBM Cognos Forum. That's cognos.com/IBM Cognos Forum.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.